Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Die Tweedejaan Emelalani 24, Johannesburg 22, Rissenburg 26 grade. Inflasie het in Februarie onveranderd geblei op 3,2%. Dit volg op 'n effense stygings van 3% in Desember en 2,8% in Oktober, bedryfsdirekteur Lekao Rontoto.
The annual rate for food and non-alcoholic beverages accelerated to 2.8% in February from 2.3% in January. Fruit and nuts, vegetables, hot beverages, seafood, meat and cereals recorded higher rates.
Die Suid-Afrikaanse Lugdiens sê hy betreur die besluit van die Suid-Afrikaanse Vlieëniersvereniging en die Nasionale Vervoerbeweging se Vlieëniersforum om met 'n sloerstaking te begin. Die optrede gaan oor salarisverhogings, die Lugdiens se Wimla Meistri.
SAA has extended a highly competitive offer and believes this is a fair offer given the significant challenges faced by the industry. Our top priority at SAA is ensuring minimal disruptions to our customers' travel plans and protecting the operations of our travel and business partners. The airline confirms that all morning flights today, 19th of March, departed with minimal disruption.
Motoriste wat deur Kempton Park en omliggende gebiede reis, kan vertragings verwag weens wydverspreide protesaksie. Volgens berigte het lede van die Ekurhuleni Metro Polisie Departement die strate in gevaar, Gauteng se verkeerswoordvoerder Sello Maramane.
Motorists are warned to avoid the R21 southbound between Pomona Road and OR Tambo Interchange as well as the N17 towards Boksburg due to protest action taking place by Ekurhuleni Metro Police Department members.
Die minister van elektrisiteit, Goseens Ramagopa, sê die dae van dubbelsyfersverhoging vir elektrisiteit is verby. Hy voeg by Eskom is bewus dat hy nie elektrisiteitstariewe kan verhoog soos hy wil nie.
36% increase we can give to Eskom. They need that money to reinvest. But we are going to have an industry that is uncompetitive. So what do they do when they are not uncompetitive? They reduce capacity utilization or they close shop, worst case, people are laid off. And then households will not be able to afford that electricity.
En die stad Kaapstad sê hy werk onverpoos om die openbare vervoerdiens wat aan inwoners gebied word te verbeter. Die burgemeesterskomitee lid vir stedelike mobiliteit, Rob Quintus.
The benefits of the new bridge will be worth the wait when we have dedicated bus rapid transport lanes overhead and out of mixed traffic to keep Cape Town moving. This will ensure commuters get to their destinations quicker, more efficiently and more affordably. We understand that the current construction is disruptive and we aim to work as quickly as possible. The short-term frustration is undeniable.
Die metro het die jaar flink afgeskop met verskeie infrastruktuurprojekte, insluitend die uitbreiding van die My City busdiens. Ek is Chanel September, the top story at this hour. February headline, inflation has remained unchanged from January at 3.2%.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
I can't feel it. Girl, pick up your phone, I can't believe it. I can feel my spirit slowly leaving. I can see myself and I'm not breathing. I'm not breathing. I'm slowly bleeding. I wish that I told you I might be late. I hope that I live life for a reason. Tried with you, saw my life with you.